Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, March 14th, 2024. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, 9:06 a.m. on this Thursday morning. And we've got a lot of local news and happenings for you this morning. We've also got a special guest joining us. For 120 years, the Utah Food Bank has been serving those in need throughout the state of Utah. There's a big statewide food drive going on this weekend, and of course, big news in the Red Rock country as the organization's opened three new facilities in the last few months. Joining us now is the president and CEO of Utah Food Bank, Jeanette Bott. Good morning, Jeanette.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to join us this morning. Let's start with the new facilities opened. You had a ribbon cutting for the distribution center in Blanding about a month ago on February 7th, and then just last week, facilities had a ribbon cutting in Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. They're beautiful new facilities. How did we get these amenities here in San Juan County?
Well, there's always a good story to tell when you have, you know, success. But we were approached before COVID by folks from the state treasurer's office who asking how can we help, what can we do differently in that part of the country. And we started to really, if you would, analyze having a location versus us coming in one truckload at a time. And we decided we really needed to have some facilities there. Problem then was COVID hit, and we had to postpone that. So now we're excited that we were able to get back on track, start the construction on the three locations. Having completed that now, Blanding is up and opening, and we're excited for the next year to start as well.
Yeah, I know that it was a lot of work for the Utah Food Bank. I listened in to your meetings in with the San Juan School District trying to get a location in Monument Valley. I know you worked to get that location in Montezuma Creek and Blanding as well. Talk to us about you know, where these funds came from to help get these facilities.
You know, we were very fortunate in our planning process early on that we were aware of federal funds that had come through to the state of Utah. So we applied for monies with the state. It was kind of a pass-through of federal dollars from the feds to the state to the Utah Food Bank. And we were able to use those funds in a way that I think will have a very meaningful change on how we fight hunger issues in San Juan County for generations to come.
Yeah, you know, and you talk about that change. I mean, this is new for the Utah Food Bank as well, as I understand it. Of course, like we mentioned at the top, you've been fighting hunger in Utah for 120 years, but this is the first... What's the wording I'm looking for here? Distribution facility that the state's owned, or what's the right?
Technically, the distribution centers are part of the food bank, and these are food pantries. So we serve about 260 pantries across the state, but this is the first time that these have been Utah Food Bank owned and operated.
Well, very good. Tell us about you know, what that. What those facilities look like for people that that are going to use them.
So the Blanding Pantry is open and operating already. Montezuma Creek, we're scheduled to open next Tuesday. So in Montezuma Creek on the 19th, it'll be open from 10 to noon and then from 2 to 4. And so for us, we have to do some trial and error. We have to see if those hours are correct. We need to see if we need to stay open all day. But for that first day, that's where we're going to go with those hours and see what we can do. And then Monument Valley will open the following week.
Oh, very good. Speak about, maybe Jeanette, the experience for folks that are going into these pantries, what that experience will be like for them.
So we do our very best to have a great variety of products. But people need to understand we're an emergency food assistance program. So what food is donated to us is the food that's distributed to pantries across the state. It won't be the same product all the time. It may not have product there that you were hoping for, but people need to remember that everything they have is free. So when you come to the facility, you'll be asked your name. You'll be asked how many members are in your family, how many are children, and then it'll give you an income level, and it'll ask you to tell us where you fall into that income level chart. And then we need your zip code so we know exactly what part of the county you live in. At that point, then you're able to take a shopping cart and go through the facility. Each product has a sign. So if you have a family of five members, the sign will tell you you can take four cans of that item. So you're directed on how to fill your cart as you go through the pantry. When I was there last week, we had things like diapers. We had laundry detergent. We had shampoo and conditioner, those kinds of things, in addition to the food products that are available as well. It's clean. It's safe. You can come in with that shopping cart, take the product to your car, and you're on your way. And these three pantries are connected. Individuals can go to one of those three pantries twice a month.
Well, very good. That's going to be a wonderful benefit for people throughout the area. And then, you know, it sounds like if you're not sure if you qualify, just go into the food bank and they'll be able to fill you in on that information.
Exactly. There'll be volunteers and staff there to help you.
Oh, well, very good. Well, we've been speaking about, obviously, the new facilities here in San Juan County, but there's also a big event going on this weekend. Tell us about the big statewide food drive happening this weekend.
Well, we're excited, and the day is almost here. Of course, Saturday, March 16th is the date. This is a statewide effort for us to reach out to communities across the state, asking for people to donate food or money to help us to prepare to better serve the pantries across all 29 counties. So the instruction is that you will put your bag of food or box of food by your front door. A volunteer will pick that up on Saturday morning and take that to the Blanding facility. And then those products will be distributed to folks in your communities across the county.
Well, very good. Well, that's really exciting. I know that, you know, as you mentioned, the Blanding facility, obviously a receiving location here in the Red Rock Country. Also, the Monticello LDS Steak Center on Main Street. Folks can come by and bring those items 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, and then also at the Grand County Food Bank as well. That's another location to drop off. Jeanette, it's exciting news for the Utah Food Bank, an exciting time. Anything else you'd like to mention for those listeners here in the Red Rock area?
I just have to say, on behalf of myself and my staff at the Utah Food Bank, we are so appreciative of how we have been welcomed into the communities there. We have a great staff. This operation will be under the direction of Ron Nielsen. I think most of you know him as RT. We have a great staff of employees we've hired and trained who are dedicated to the mission of fighting hunger, and we're excited for the difference we're going to make in your communities.
Well, very good. Thank you so much. Again, we've been speaking with Jeanette Bott. She is the president and CEO of the Utah Food Bank. Of course, they've opened their new facilities in San Juan County and then have the big statewide food drive happening throughout the state this week. And Jeanette, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity, and have a great day.
Absolutely, you as well. Well, once again, you're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks, like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Welcome to Moab and the Easter Jeep Safari from El Tapatio, the finest Mexican food in Moab. While you're here, come treat your taste buds to a delicious fajita, burrito, enchilada, or torta. Enjoy a freshly made margarita, cocktail, or cerveza from the bar. Ask about our daily specials and our private dining room for groups. For a festive atmosphere and a taste of old Mexico, pay a visit to El Tapatio in Moab at 125 South Main, next to the Best Western.
Once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Tuesday, March 14th, 2024. Glad you joined us for another edition of the show. It's a Thursday, which means we got a special guest joining us. Joining us now from the Times Independent is reporter Sophia Fisher. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us this morning. Tell us what's the latest in the Times Independent.
Yeah, we have a lot of hard news stories this week. Our main story is about the proposed Love's Travel Stop that could go in San Juan County, just south of its border with Grand County near Sunny Acres Lane. The San Juan County Planning Commission last month delivered several major victories to Love's company, which submitted an application for the travel stop several years ago. However, a coalition of northern San Juan County residents appealed the decision, which is now heading to the county's administrative law judge, Lynn Cresswell.
Oh, very interesting. I know that's been controversial and underway for several years, and interesting to see that it's moving forward. Any sort of timeline on a decision?
Not that I know of. I'd imagine it'll take, you know, at least a month or two before it gets to Cresswell. And yeah, it was a 3.5-hour meeting with a 750-page packet last month, so it's a bulky story. There's a lot of detail to it. I highly recommend folks check out the story and maybe watch part of the meeting.
Well, very good. That's just one story. You said you got a lot of heavy news this week.
Yeah, in addition, a second amended complaint was filed in the Gabby Petito wrongful death case. If folks don't remember, Gabby Petito was traveling cross-country in 2021 with her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie. They passed through Moab and were pulled over by Moab Police Department officers just a few weeks before Petito was eventually murdered by Laundrie. And later, her parents filed a $50 million wrongful death lawsuit against the police department and several current or former officers and leaders in that department.
Huh. Well, very interesting. I understand as part of that update, some officers were maybe removed from the case?
Correct. They removed two officers as well as the former chief, Brett Edge, and former assistant chief, Braden Palmer, but they are still pursuing the lawsuit against Moab City.
Oh, very interesting. What else is going on in this latest edition of the Times Independent?
Yeah, it's heating up to be a really busy political year, so I have a story on the front page about an amended deadline for folks running in the state as an unaffiliated candidate. The deadline to file as an unaffiliated candidate was actually extended until mid-June. Of course, if you're running as a Democrat or a Republican or with another political party, that filing deadline has long since passed. But we also have a list of those who have filed for Grand County seats so far. You can find that in the paper. And the primary election for the state is also in June, so we've got some big deadlines coming up in a few months.
Well, very good. Well, as you promised, there's a lot going on in this latest edition of the Times Independent. We talked about some of the bigger news. Is there anything, you know, in the way of outdoors or opinion pieces or just, you know, community news that you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking. We always love to get a diversity of stories in the paper. Yeah, I profiled a nonprofit that offers mindfulness and yoga classes in the local schools in Moab, which is great. We have a lot of interesting stories in our rec section, a few updates from our federal partners. For example, two national monuments are moving to a cashless fee system imminently. Those are both in San Juan County, actually. So quite a number and a lot of opinions, too. So quite a diversity of stories this week.
Oh, well, very good. Well, again, always lots of reasons to pick up the latest edition of the Times Independent. Get it throughout the area and also available online at moabtimes.com. We've been speaking with reporter Sophia Fisher this morning. Sophia, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Very good. Again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be back with more news and happenings.
Flip-flop and fish-flop weather is on its way. So come on into Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, and get geared up for spring. Easter's right around the corner, and we've got your Easter basket needs covered. Summer toys are here. Squirt guns, water balloons, yard games, and more. And it's time to get ready to plant that garden. We've got your seeds and starters. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna and most other prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Ute Mountain Casino marches in a wave of excitement. Sundays are all about the luck of the hot seats. Every half hour, one lucky winner will receive free play. Will it be you? On Saturdays, Plinko Charm. Drop your way up to $1,000 in free play. Locals Day is Thursdays in March. Enjoy an extra $30 when you earn only 100 points. Join us at Ute Mountain Casino this March for nonstop fun and big wins. See you here.
It's time to spring into lawn care with Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez. Come check out the great deals on Scott's Fertilizer's four-step annual lawn program. Select Ace Garden Tools, $21.99 each. Ace Steel or Polytine Leaf Rakes, just $11.99 each. Plus, big specials on Weber Grills, Ego Electric Mowers and Trimmers, Miracle-Gro Potting Mix, and more. That's just the beginning of our Red Hot Buys through the month of March at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
It's tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, March 14th, 2024, 9:35 a.m. The number one song on today's date in 1973, 51 years ago today. We just heard it, Killing Me Softly, with his song by Roberta Flack. She first heard the song on an airplane when the original was featured on the in-flight audio program. Flack would recall, quote, "When I landed, I immediately called Quincy Jones at his house and asked him how to meet one of the songwriters, Charles Fox. 2 days later, I had the music." So sometimes inspiration hits and you gotta roll with it. Looking at this day in history, March 14th on this day in 2004, Vladimir Putin was reelected to a second term as president of Russia. Now, 20 years later, he still rules Russia. Today is Pi Day 3.14. Channel your inner math geek and prepare to eat and celebrate everyone's favorite never-ending number. And pie, of course, dessert, but I think pizza pie is also a thing, so you can maybe celebrate by having a little bit of both. Today is Potato Chip Day, invented in 1853. Lay's potato chips were invented later in 1932. Pretty great invention, if you ask me. Taking a look at local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Also, birthdays for folks. Well, we just mentioned him. Musician and record producer Quincy Jones is 91 years old today. Most Grammy-nominated worker in history with 79 nominations and 27 wins, and helped make a lot of hits, including Killing Me Softly, the number one song 51 years ago today. Comedian Billy Crystal is 76 today. DJ Rick Dees of the Rick Dees Weekly Top 40 Countdown is 74 today. He started the cooking channel. Also, birthdays today for Violette Price, Nina Hamilton, Alex Williams, Jimmy Richardson, and David Barber. Also, other local birthdays, Brad Upshaw's birthday today. Happy birthday, Coach. We had another birthday. Can't believe we missed it. It wasn't on our list, but Art Adair had a birthday earlier this week, so happy birthday, Arthur. And let's see, maybe I have one other birthday to share. Let's check. Again, if you'd like to give a birthday shout out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92. We'll definitely get you on the morning show if you give us a call or send us an email there. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM, also available as a podcast on Red Rock 92. Taking a look, let's see here. We've also got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area. Funeral services for lifelong area resident George Martin Griffith Sr. will be held at 10 a.m. tomorrow at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez, interment to follow at the Dove Creek City Cemetery. Funeral services for Sandra Black, age 83, of Monticello, begin at noon tomorrow at the Monticello North LDS Chapel, visitation from 10 to 11:30. Services for Larry Williams Christensen, age 79, of LaSalle, are at 11 a.m. on Saturday, March 16th, at the LDS Stake Center on Locust Lane in Moab, a viewing to be held at 10 a.m. Celebration of life for lifelong resident Jim Johnston will be at 2 p.m. on Friday, March 22nd at the First United Methodist Church of Cortez. And services for Barbara Hall Pearson begin at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, April 6th at the Monticello Cemetery. Barbara, age 79, of Monticello, passed away on March 5th. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we got the on-air job fair. We'll send you to that and be back with the sports reports right here on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant and housekeeping. Please come into the Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find out about a great job at the Element. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a marketing assistant, and a patient care tech full-time and part-time at night. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Comfort Suites in Moab is ramping up for the season and is currently seeking housekeepers and a qualified and dedicated front desk agent. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with the knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. San Juan Clinic Monticello seeks a clinic manager, and Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, a sheriff's deputy in the North District, a part-time senior center aide in Blanding, and a 32-hour-a-week victims advocate position that includes benefits. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Courant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Small or medium-sized business owner? Then you know the value of reliable IT support. Introducing Cinch IT, your ally in tech operations. We handle every IT challenge, from unresponsive computers to faulty printers. We also safeguard against cyber threats with our advanced cybersecurity services. Starting with a comprehensive audit, we help secure your tech operations. Ready to upgrade your IT experience? Connect with Cinch IT today. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or visit cinchit.com. Cinch IT, your IT sidekick.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. They'll take anything that's farm or ranch related, vehicles, trailers, tractors, livestock and farm equipment, construction and irrigation equipment, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, antiques and more. Consignments accepted March 14th through April 4th. Vehicles sell Friday night at 5. The auction starts at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-0233. 1958, brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Right, I'm in Rawhide.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Morning Show. Taking a look at the local sports report, there's just one game today. Dove Creek is at Ignacio playing baseball. Bulldogs are 0-1. Ignacio, this is their first game, so both teams looking for their first win of the year. Taking a look at the regional sports report now. In action yesterday, the Denver Nuggets defeated the Miami Heat 100-88. Michael Porter Jr. with 25 points in the win for Denver. And looking at today, the Phoenix Suns are in Boston taking on the Celtics. That tips off at 5:30. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We're really glad that you joined us this morning and look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.